This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A little bit more now on the coronavirus and the economic risks it might pose. Limited so far, to be sure, but worth keeping an eye on. It's hitting during Chinese New Year, as Jennifer was telling us, the biggest holiday of the year over there, which means it's hitting what is now a critical and growing part of the Chinese economy. Services, travel and tourism, shopping and entertainment as well. Areas that have really been firing, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Chinese factories are struggling from the U.S. trade war, but China's overall economy is still growing at 6% because of its service economy. Retail, transportation, hotels, all that. Tom Orlick is chief economist at Bloomberg Economics.
One of the big successes for China's policymakers has been a rebalancing away from an old, clunking, heavily polluting industrial sector towards a larger role for the services.
Services now at risk because the virus is keeping people home. Take the movies. The film Chinatown Police 3 canceled its mainland premiere, as did six others. Travel is down, as is eating out. Economist Mohammed El-Aryan, an advisor to Allianz, says the service slowdown could spill over to the rest of the world.
If you are even a U.S. company that flies people to the impacted areas, you're going to be impacted. The longer this uncertainty lasts, the more the spillovers start to cascade.
During China's SARS virus 17 years ago, growth dipped and came right back. Now, though, Michael Herson at the Eurasia Group says China's economy is much bigger and much more globally linked.
And that's why you see cruise lines and tourism, casinos being impacted by this in ways that they weren't when SARS hit.
One bright spot could be video games for Chinese stuck at home. The top game in China is called Plague. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.